ladies and gentlemen, for the 845th time, it is the Mason and Friends Show, featuring that dude called Unit, aka his Junus.
What up, bitches?
As well as that dude called the Black Hand, aka Sir Chokes-a-Lot. Me, I am Mahoney. Welcome to the Mason and Friends Show.
What's happening, y'all? What's good out there today?
Living the dream, Mike. First off, I gotta give a couple of little shout-outs. Friday night, I went out to a place called the Orlean Market.
Okay.
I didn't know why I went. I just went and got some food at the food trucks out near where I live, and that place is closed. So I wanted a beer. So I was like, what the fuck? I'm gonna go out there and have a beer.
Yeah.
So I went out there, and I turned around, and guess who I saw?
Probably John. Three Legs?
Nope. Legs was not out there. It was, I ran into Red Mud and Count Fifth.
Oh, shit. Yeah, there you go. Shout out to both of them.
So shout out to Red Mud and Count Fifth.
Hell yeah.
They were sort of like testing out the setup to do maybe some DJing and whatnot out there.
Gotcha.
Songs, man. I was rocking and rolling, dog. I had just enough beer in me to not give a fuck.
Oh, man.
But, you know, I don't really give a fuck in the first place. But
there
I was,
you go.
Sang a little Duran Duran, knocked out a band song. You know what I'm saying?
I had a good time. Karaoke on.
Dog, I was getting it on, son.
Hell, I was wrecking
shop, man.
Fuck yeah.
They were all singing like sad songs, and everybody was like, oh, look at that. So I was like, well, I got a sad song I can sing, motherfucker. So I bust out my sad song and broke it down.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty cool, man. Nice evening.
Yeah, yesterday was great, man. Fucking got to give a shout out to my niece One and her new husband, Tyler. Great wedding, beautiful ceremony, you know. Fucking rooting for everybody to and their future to be great.
What did you say, your cousin? Was that Leon's kid?
No. This is Bernie's daughter.
Oh.
Niecy One. Tyler got married yesterday. That's why I'm a little raspy, a little slow today.
What was that, CPAP?
Yeah.
So you went and wore yourself out drinking with the fam for the wedding?
Yeah, man. Like, the bartender. Shout out to the bartender, Kathy. I believe her name was Kathy.
What up, Kathy?
She did not bullshit on the pour. Like, your drink was pretty much liquor with a taste of something else.
Private events, that's, you got license to just overpour everybody.
Yeah.
You're trying to keep them out of your shit, especially when somebody gives you shit about a weak pour or something. You make a drink. Like, I usually, those kind of events, I'll make you a drink that most people will just want to drink. You know, not one that's going to just taste like liquor with enough to change the color. But as soon as you start complaining, you will be like, hey, man, this drink ain't got enough liquor. I'll be like, well, come here.
All right, here you go.
Y'all load you up. I'm going to make sure it tastes bad.
There's a G-drink for you.
I'll make sure it tastes bad.
You got a G-drink for you.
I'm trying to tell you, back in the day, man, when I was bartending at the Griffin Tavern, a place that doesn't even like exist anymore, but I worked there with the Dirty Trucker, and the Dirty Trucker would be in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And he usually got off about an hour before I did, and we worked lunches. So he'd come out to the bar and be like, give me something that's going to hurt me. And I'd be like, all right. And so I'd make him a drink, and if he didn't shudder, I didn't do it right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got to drink that fucker out of the straw and go, ugh.
Hit him that little shake a little bit.
Yeah, you need a shake.
You need that shit to hit the back of your neck like, oh, wait a minute, like a shot of Hennessy now.
Yeah, I don't know what that was like. Last night I went and ordered some shit at the bowling alley. We was at the bowling alley.
What, here in town?
No, down there in fucking Richmond. And you order the shit at like the little kiosk, and then you go get it your damn self from the bar. Like,
yeah, I know one of them things.
So, fucking after about 20 minutes, I'm like, man, where my fucking shit at, bro? You know what I mean? So I went.
Wait, so you don't talk to the bartender. You literally put it in and they make
you
it
for right you there on the screen, right where you're bowling. And you put your lane in or whatever, and they give you a number. But they have servers walking around asking if you need anything every now and then. And I'm like, so about 20 minutes went by. I'm like, where the fuck is my shit? So I went up to the bar, and there kind of was my drink. At least I got a beer. I got a Jim Beam and Gingy. But there was another shot glass right there in the three pack. And I'm like, all right, maybe that's the Jim Beam and this is just Jinzy, you know what I mean? Yeah. So I'm like, fuck it. So I was like, we just take it? She's like, yeah, whatever. So I grabbed all three of them, take it back over there. And I don't know what the fuck that shot was, but it wasn't under goddamn Jim Beam fucking apple, bro, because that joint was hot. I took like a little half a hit of it, and I was like, oh, Jesus. Like, I'm thinking like 151 or like maybe Jesus. Wild Turkey. Like, it was real alcohol, bro. I was like, nah, I ended up leaving that joint. I was like, I don't want no parts of this shit.
Oh, man.
I was like, I gotta walk. It's not the fact I had to drive. I was like, I gotta walk. Like, I don't know what the fuck this shit is. But I think it was for the six pack that was beside us. They was drunk. Well, the one dude was a fucking hammer. He was just loud as shit. Like, at one point in time, they were betting on the speed of the ball and shit. Like, they was having a good old time over there by themselves. You know what I mean? And I was like, yeah, they drinking this shit too. I mean, goddamn, man, they gonna have a good old time over there. Like, yeah, I don't know what the fuck it was, but
that
was,
sounds to me like you got somebody else's drink in your pickup.
Yeah, but I ain't drinking. I was like, I don't know what the fuck kind of alcohol this shit is, but I was like, I don't need it.
See, now I'm all for just pitching your booze if you don't want it, because we're of an age where it's not alcohol abuse, in my opinion. You don't want the rest of your drink, okay, don't drink it.
Well, yeah. I didn't pay for it either. You know what I mean? If it was drinkable, I would have drank it. You know what I mean? But
yeah,
because I didn't want to taint it. It was right at the bar, you know what I mean? Right at the bar, you know what I mean?
The only time I would ever be like, you should drink that, is that situation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, drink your drink.
But yeah.
Like, drink your free drink.
Yeah, like, I got some drink. I don't know. I got some drink. I got two Gingies and Captain at that Burger Botch or Burger Bock place, whatever the fuck down there.
Yeah, Burger Bock.
And the second one was in some fancy ass glass, man. Like, I drank it with my pinky out, and it did not taste at all like Captain and Gingy, but I already was like.
Was this all at the fucking bowling alley?
No, this is at the Burger Point. This is where we went to eat at that Burger Bock. Burger Bock
was that where the bluegrass was playing at when they was picking and getting?
No, that was some coffee joint.
Gotcha.
So you've been getting some real Richmond culture
That was the coffee joint that had old fashions.
Okay.
Bourbon and I ain't drinking. I didn't know what it was.
No, old fashions can be pretty good, man. A little orange, a little some cherry, some sugar. You know, you got some nice shit. Maybe you got some Griots.
I mean, bourbon and what kind of water? Water or what? Or just straight bourbon?
If you want, like, typically, I would do it. I would put like if I was doing it nice style, hopefully I got like a single ice cube or maybe
they had the block or the ball ice frozen cube thing.
A frozen rock, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Like an ice stone or whatever, so like it doesn't adulterate the bourbon unless somebody wants water, you know what I mean? Because people real particular are stupid.
So it's really just straight bourbon with some shit
in. It's bourbon with sugar, orange, and cherry. And they can vary. Like, if you had, like, a candied orange and, like, a piece of fucking, like, some brandy-soaked cherries or something. People like it all kind of different ways. So, like, there's a lot of different kind of cherries you could use or different flavors of oranges that you could fucks with. But basics of it is you take a couple sugar cubes, pieces of, like, orange slice, couple of cherries, muddle that shit all up together real good, and then put some bourbon in it with a little ice or whatever keeps it cold for you. And some people like a little splash of water on there, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's it. Old fashioned, man. Just sugar.
Oh, just more orange, sugar cherry. On the sugar.
Yeah. Sugar with
sugar orange, on sugar, which on
is
sugar. Sugar
with cherries, which is sugar.
Fuck.
So that's all your sweet, and then you just put it in there with some hot bourbon.
That's just a headache right there.
Sounds like
they're all right. I mean, it depends, man. Like, for me, it all really just depends on like the flavor of the evening, like where I'm at with what. Like, something like that would have done me better than having that third beer I had the other night out at the fucking Orleans Market, you know what I'm saying? If I had had, like, one beer and an old-fashioned, that probably would have suited me better than the three beers I had.
Shit, bro.
I was having fun. I was singing songs with the homies. Time. You know what I mean?
Man, I got fucking just drink after drink, and they just kept coming. And, like, Sarah at one point, like, we didn't even, she would just go up to the bar, and the lady would just already hand her two drinks. So every time Sarah went up, I was getting drinks too, because I'm like, what the fuck? Then they had this joint that they had at their wedding that I plan on stealing from my wedding too. They had a joint bar. So behind the bar, they had fucking jars of joints.
Like weed.
Yeah, and a menu of what was in these jars. Like, you know, you had this strand here, this strand here, this
where,
strand here. This
where
strand
was
here.
The cannabis sourced from?
The groom. So This shit was some potent shit because everybody was like, this motherfucker fucked up last night. And I was upsetting myself because I forgot my stream, but I was like, I got these drinks that are strong. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm good, man. The DJ
it would have been better, though.
Yo, the DJs was on point, man. Man, yo, Jew, you would have fell in love with the chicken, bro. They had this yard bird out there. Bro, they had yard bird three different ways on me. They had it fried, they had it stuffed, and then they had the wings with mambo sauce. Bruh. Ah, fuck.
You should have called me, man. I'll show up for that.
All the bird up.
Crash the wedding and call
I'm just going to eat a little bit. I'd give him some money for a plate.
I'm here for a plate.
Right.
Congratulations, but I'm here for a plate.
I'm here for a plate and have a drink with man Bernie Mac and fucking Lop. That's it. Then so I need to get down the road.
So look, fuck it. At the end of it, right?
We're leaving
out, and I was like, yo, they had the wings still out, and I was just standing over there because I was waiting to go to the bathroom. And bathroom's occupied, so nigga, they had the wings sitting out.
You might as well.
Bruh, I'm just by the pan, just taking them out. Just like, I'm like, what the fuck? I don't even remember tasting them, I don't think, bro. Yeah, because I was that fucked up.
And I was going to say, I bet you was drunk.
I'm just fucking eating them out the pan because I'm like, ain't nobody else eating shit. Everything else has got put away.
Yeah,
it's like,
done
fuck
eating.
It at night. Yeah, but my stupid ass, I'm tearing them up, right? I was like, damn, these motherfuckers is like, I don't know what it is, but I gotta keep eating these bitches, right? So then we do like a final photo of everybody that was there. And I'm like, yo, I'm gonna go up here, get me some more wings to roll on home with, right? And I go up and it's all packed away, it's gone. I'm like, what the fuck? And this lady comes out the kitchen, she got this big ass pan, yo. I said, and it said chicken. I said, wait a minute. Hey, and the wings right there? She goes, nah, baby, this is the fried chicken. A whole fucking pair of fried chicken still left? Yo, let me get some of that. She goes, you want one? Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
She,
you like Craig when he was high.
Yeah, that's exactly how I was.
Let me get a bag. Yes. Hold on, let me get a bag.
I wanted to take the whole pan, but she opens this motherfucker up, and it was like the light shined on this big-ass fucking teddy that was about the size of my fucking foot, and I'm like, she's like, what do you want? I said, this motherfucking titty right here. I said, I need this chicken titty. I picked this motherfucker up, and I remember shaking it at the lady like, this is a beautiful fucking chicken titty. Right? So, look, I'm eating this motherfucking young, and I'm going to the fucking car. I get in the car, Sarah's like, yep, that's why I saw that light shine right on that motherfucking titty. I said, yes, sir, I did. I seen the light on that titty. It called my name.
I'm already picturing it now. It sounds so absurd.
Look, bruh.
I ate this motherfucker. I get to the car. We get in the car. Sarah's like, babe, all I had left was the bones to throw out on the road. I didn't want to throw it on the property, right? And Sarah's
that's
like,
respectful. She wait goes, till you off the property
yeah,
to pick some bones.
Because, you know, it's at the same place we going to get married at. You know what I mean? And I was like, I ain't trying to disrespect this dude shit. I go out to the road, toss on the road, you know, no problem. Because this is like a farm.
Uh-huh.
So she goes, babe, you ate that motherfucker that fast? She's like, it was 28 steps from the door to the car. I was like, yeah, but I told you I was going to fuck this chicken up.
Chicken was not planned to last. It wasn't going to make it.
Nah, hell no. Nah. I knew it wasn't going to make it when I got out the door. Yeah, it was going to be punished. I knew what was time it was.
It was chicken punisher
that
time.
That chicken is good. That chicken, you know.
Fuck yeah, man.
Mike set them soup coolers off loose on that chicken.
I warmed up with the wings. You know what I mean? I was warming up with the wings. So by the time the breasts came around, it was over.
Yeah, I was a little upset because when we pulled up to that coffee shop joint, which I seen this chicken joint, it's a beer and chicken. I said, oh, that shit gotta be good. That shit gotta be good, right? So we start talking to the fucking dude who's playing the music, and he's like, the Korean joint? I said, bro, the pictures ain't look no Korean. He's like, no, that's Korean. I'm like,
that's a Korean chicken barbecue.
Yeah, but he was like, I ain't seen but never two people in there at all. So I wouldn't recommend going there, and I'm like, God damn.
So you took some dude's recommendation instead of trying it yourself?
I would have tried it out.
Yeah, we walked by it. I'm like, man, that's not the podunk hole in the wall. I kind of trusted him when I saw the establishment. Because I was looking for the old country ass joint.
You're not going to get that.
Just the one lucky ass spot, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But
you'd have to find like a chicken and waffle down there, like an Uncle C's.
Yeah, I'm looking for something like that, but you know, it's all just fancy ass. You can go to like the shit. Oh, wait.
You ever go to the Luther's down there? They got a place they call Luther's. It's a part of a donut joint.
Oh, yeah.
They get a hamburger with the donuts for the buns.
Yep.
It's ridiculous.
But that's
donuts for buns, bro?
Yeah.
Glazed donuts.
Damn, what the fuck?
That's the Luther, dog.
Yep.
Jesus.
That shit basically bust your fucking heart open.
Yeah,
shit.
God dang on, bro. Yeah.
I don't need all that in my life.
Donut short life food.
Yeah, really. No shit, like fucking straight clog your artery up right there as soon as you take your first bite.
That wouldn't taste
everything
right.
Everything is going to go.
What kind of condiment did you put on that burger?
It's too much.
Ketchup?
It's too much.
No. I think it's really just the glaze from the donut that's supposed to fucking situate the burger itself. You know what I mean?
So no other toppings on it.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, maybe lettuce, tomato, pickles, whatever you like. But that mixture
just doesn't, you know, like it's not like chicken and waffles.
Yeah, I know. That's what's screaming.
Donut and burger just don't mix.
Nah, I don't think so.
But you get a motherfucker fucked up enough, it's gonna taste great to some people. You know?
Oh. For sure.
You know, like...
You drinking in the right mind of frame.
Exactly.
You're gonna eat just about anything.
Anything gonna be fucking good. Like, fuck, when we left the wedding, we stopped at 7-Eleven, I got fucking 2 slices of pizza and inhaled the fuck out of them.
It's pizza at 7-Eleven, I can't be drunk enough to enjoy. I can't do it.
Look, I was at the frame where I was like, I need some grease in me. You know what I mean? I need to get this grease going. And I was like, I gotta get something greasy. And fucking, I inhaled that fucking pizza and I was like, fuck, man. I got up this morning and was just like, holy shit.
Cooking, bro.
Yeah.
I got a fucking hangover. I was like, God, this is not good.
Well, a part of that problem is probably all the shit you was eating. You know what I mean? Like,
drink because I didn't have no water at all.
Yeah, well, that's stupid too, Mike. You got to hydrate, dog.
I was like, man, I kept saying to myself every time I went to the bar, I'm going to get a water. And I did a juice. Like, nah, I ain't getting no water.
It water in his ice on his hair.
Yeah, I just eat the ice, you know what I mean? I was like, fuck it. That's what happened because I didn't hydrate right.
I had a whole Gatorade going down there last night on the ride. I was like, yeah, because I need to get my shit together. That's as close as the water I'm going to get.
You know? It's sugar water.
Some electrolyte water.
Yeah, electrolytes and sugar water.
Sugar water, you know what I mean? It'd be all right. That or coffee. But sugar and cream in that too, so you know, that's just still sugar water.
Nah. Overall, though, it sounded like yesterday we all had a good time.
It was a good day, man. It was bad. I mean, in the morning sucked. Football sucked in the morning, getting rained on.
So what, the boy was playing football in the rain?
Yeah, but he was all in his feelings because his fucking coaches suck. And one coach told him he was going to put him on offense, but he just played defense all game. And the kid, the coaches don't like see the game
as the game's playing.
You know what I mean? And realize, let's just do this until they figure it out. Like the
so
other
what you're saying is they don't react well.
They don't coach.
They don't coach.
They don't like watch a game. Like
they stick to the game plan even when it's not working.
It's not even a game plan. It's like, all right, this is what
they wait till I say something sometimes to like because.
Well, but this
now I'm like I don't even give a fuck. I'm like y'all watch their eyes, bro. Look at dude quarterback's eyes. He's staring exactly who he's throwing to. Just do that, and then coach will be like, all y'all gotta do is just watch his eyes, man. He's telling you he's throwing it to.
They getting coaching tips from motherfucking Jew off the sideline.
And yesterday I was like, whose guy is that? Whose guy is that? Do y'all know what zone means? Or y'all just dandelion picking everywhere? That loud. Like, I don't even know how I'm still loud out here on the field, you know what I mean?
Hey, man, you pay your kids
because
there. You got a right to speak.
What it is they're like, all right, this motherfucker's coaching from the sideline because we don't know what the fuck we're doing. Just let him yell the plays, then we'll figure out what he's doing, and we'll figure that part out.
But he won't change people. Like, he won't be like, all right, or be like, you, can you guard somebody? Or are you just going to fucking stand there?
But it's also what they teach them, though. Like, you've seen the practices with these motherfuckers.
Yeah, I see the practices, and I'm like, bro, that's the shit I don't understand, because I'm thinking in my mind, dog, you run in practice, you're running plays that work. Which shouldn't work because everybody knows the fucking play.
Yeah.
So on defense, you should know what the... You know the fucking play. How the fuck does it work? You... A-17, all right. You know the fucking play. And it still works. Quarterback's like, yeah, touchdown. You know, that's the coach. Yeah. Go to the game. other team touchdown, yay! And I'm like, oh my God, it's almost like practice, isn't it, you stupid motherfucker? Like, if they're scoring on yourself that bad in practice and know the play, you're going against a team that you don't know the play, and it's just not, they're just not going to do it? Like, get your shit together, bro. I told the one dude, I said, can you jump? This kid's like 5 foot. I don't know, me.
You know, like, he said me.
Can you jump? He's like, yeah. I said, can you catch? He's like, yeah. And I said, well, tell him to throw you the fucking ball in the air and jump and catch the motherfucker. Did you hear me? Does he throw it to the little motherfucker? So
hold
on.
Hold on. You go to all the practices?
Yeah.
Why are you not the coach? Why are you not bulldogging your way? Hey, look at here. I am the new unofficial head coach.
Yeah.
Look at here.
I can't be doing that.
Why not? You already have your 90% of the way there. You just ain't there in name.
Well, that's what's screaming. So
you need to come out with a Tom Landry hat on and stand there with a suit on the sidelines and a clipboard.
Hey, look, I'm trying to tell y'all little motherfuckers.
It's not here. Instead
that
of yelling,
way you ain't cussing at him. Look, you little
motherfuckers. Instead of yelling at the kids, you yell at the coaches and then task them to go yell at the kids. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you want him as
the I'm Love Me Sexy out there. I'm the coach. I'm the assistant coach. I'm the fucking coordinator. I'm everything. I'm the staff. I'm like, look here, motherfuckers. I squared up with my team. And we all right with it, all right? So how about you just run some laps if you can't catch a fucking ball?
Yeah, dude, you need to be the coach.
Nah.
You're already there, dude. You are already the coach. You just need to slap a title on there.
They're listening to you on the sideline. I just don't know how to interpret some of this shit. That's all that is right there.
I've been talking shit, too. I got upset. They were getting their ass when I kicked him. I said, you still think y'all the best team? Because I think y'all suck. Just walk back. <in melee>. Sit up there. I'll just... It's just stupid, man. Like, this one kid kept coming up there, like, trying to tell Seth where he's supposed to be playing and what he's supposed to be doing. But it was his guy that was wide open on defense every fucking play. And I'm like, this dude wasn't trying to give you pointers, bro? And he's like, yeah. I said, what do you tell him about why he ain't covering his own fucking guy?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't even know who this dude is. Like, well, just tell him shut the fuck up, bro. Like, what the fuck?
How you not know the dude is that plays with him on his team?
He don't know nobody if they ain't.
How is that?
So there's no communication within the team.
So this team is, it's their bad team in general. Like, you kind of got to get along with your team, you know what I mean?
You gotta at least know who they are, who you playing
with. You gotta, like, be able to, like, look at them and, like, have some kind of faith.
Toss the Ricky man on three, okay?
They don't talk to nothing, you know? Not like, you never hear, I got that guy, I got that guy.
Ain't
but you always see, like, two people guarding one dude because no one's like, I got this dude, go do something else, you know? But I don't know. Kids.
Yeah, these guys, none of them are Ricky from Boys in the Hood.
Yeah,
they don't know. They don't know how to play ball.
I don't know.
And this is flag, right? Or is this...
This is flag, yeah.
Okay.
But I've never met... I mean, I've been... This is the same league I've been down with now for like 7 years, and I've seen one kid. I know one kid on his team. So, I truly don't know where the rest of these fucks came from.
But why does no one take the time to make them get to know each other so there could be like team unity and like bonding and working together, you know what I'm saying?
They don't...
All of y'all run laps together and complain about the coach.
Yeah, they don't do shit like that. Like,
I mean, take them to the fucking...
Even fundamental practices, they never really have like fundamental practices.
Like where they pitch the ball back and forth or something?
Where the coach, like, where they do... Like, I've only seen that one coach, Tapscott, and all my coaching that is an actual good fucking coach. You fuck up, he'll tell you what you're doing. You know, you go to practice, you start with your fucking stretches, you know, your sprints, your whatever. Then you do basic catch drills, you know, and then basic flag pulling drills. And then you do
drills. So you practice grabbing the flag from each other.
Yeah, all that shit. You know what I mean? And then you fuck up, you run laps. You know what I mean? Just basic catch of that shit, you know what I mean? And then you run plays. And then you
This sounds play horrible. The game. It sounds horrible.
But I think them boys just go out there and just run the plays. I haven't sat there the whole practice yet because I leave. I just go in the parking lot.
Because it makes you upset? Do you get like, verifiably mad at the coaches?
No, because...
Like you want to be like, y'all on some straight half-assery.
Nah, because, nah, not really.
It plays
so
a part.
So you just come here and complain about them. You don't complain about them in person.
I just know how Saturday's going to be just from how practice is.
So it never gets any better. There's no improvement over the season. How many more games you got?
Two more games and then playoffs.
Thank Christ.
One more game.
Like playoffs. That team's going to make the playoffs.
Every team makes the playoffs. They get participation trophies.
Oh, damn. They doing that bullshit.
But it's only fucking four teams any goddamn way, so every team has to make the playoffs.
There's only four teams?
Yeah.
So what kind of fucking Madden tournament bullshit is this?
Well, how many games y'all play?
Six games. Seven games.
Against four? So you play everybody twice.
Yeah.
Essentially.
But there's also tackles going on right now. You also got this other league. Two-hand touch league. All right now. So, you know what I mean? Before, it used to just be flag. You had tackle.
Yeah, tackle.
Tackle in the winter.
After flag.
When it's cold.
Yep.
You know what I'm screaming? And then flag in the summer.
Yep. So, two-hand touch.
Now, fucking tackles all year round.
Yeah.
God damn, where are we? Texas?
Not all year, but yeah, damn near. Damn near. I remember them times him padding up in August and shit.
It's funny. So much football goes on, and I really just don't care anymore. It's great. I'm so glad the Redskins aren't the Redskins anymore, in a sense. Like, because I don't care now. I'm like,
yeah.
All right, then. Deuces. Vote RFKJ.
Hey, your boy Brady's got a roast coming on.
A roast?
Yeah, they're going to roast him.
Are they still roast people?
Yeah, Kevin Hart's supposed to be hosting it, man.
Oh, God.
You going to watch it? See what they're going to say? What shit they going to talk about Tom Brady on?
It depends. I don't know. I might.
It ain't going to be a harsh enough roast for him.
I ain't pressing my nuts for it, though.
He's going to be like, man, they taking it easy on him.
I ain't setting the calendar for Tom Shady.
They ain't even roast his ass even hardcore or nothing,
man. They ain't talk about his head and all that shit.
They didn't talk about his wife leaving him.
Yep.
Son of a bitch. Your doggy style ain't good. Your wife left you for somebody 20 years younger and he's nine fucking... athlete.
I mean, that happens.
Yeah, man.
I mean,
yeah,
I think that comes with the territory if you got money like that.
You think it just comes with the territory?
Yeah.
Because of money?
Yeah.
So Tom Brady's level of income is the reason why he can't keep his wife?
She's foreigner, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, she's a model.
Giselle. She made better money than he did.
She made more money than he did.
Oh, she probably got better. I'd have taken some bite out of her ass.
Well, then he wasn't.
Oh, you want a divorce, bitch?
He wasn't winning enough for her, then.
I need alimony.
That had to be what. Then.
Oh, he didn't win enough for her? Is that what it was? He went to 50% of the Super Bowls.
She had money. He got money. What the fuck is.
He went to 50% of the Super Bowls he potentially could have gone to, and he didn't win enough for her. Fuck that. That's probably the truth.
I mean, what else that bitch there for?
She's probably that much. She said.
Brady dick?
You did.
Once you get the dick, you already got the dick.
You did not win more. You know what I mean? You did not win enough, Tom.
One of it was like she didn't want him to play football anymore. He said, "Fuck you, I'm going back." Like he did 2 months of being at home with the kids and was like, "Nah, I gotta go back."
So she was annoying as fuck.
Either her or the kids.
Well, the kids probably was.
And he was like, "Man, I've been retired for 2 months. I can't do it. I gotta get back on the field. Fuck these
kids.
Yeah,
I'm out. I'm back in the field.
It's
probably the kids. I don't know, man. I don't ever knock nobody's parenting, but I don't think Tom Shady spent that much time with his kids because he was always fucking playing football and
that's what Giselle thought too.
And YouTubing and fucking doing all that gay shit with Gronk and shit. Like
what gay shit with Gronk?
With everything.
Brady was tore the fuck up and Gronk's like, "Nah, buddy,
come on." That's a Super Bowl winning party, man. Brady got drunk like one time every two or three years when he wins the Super Bowl. He wins the Super Bowl, he gets drunk, and everybody's like, "Oh, look at Tom Brady,
he's
got a problem.
He been waiting all season to fucking get tore up. Like, I know I'm gonna win.
That's what I'm saying. He gets drunk once every two or three years.
I don't have to do this.
This man waited 23 weeks to have a drink, but he's a goddamn alky.
Right.
Because he slammed. on like three shots.
Getting tough. I want the trophy.
Well, that's because more people than just you hate on Tom Brady. You know, the people in the media be hating.
Large world of Tom Brady.
Well, but they know. They got people like the Jew out there that they can play to.
Or something on ESPN or some shit,
You're supposed to.
He was supposed to.
He wasn't supposed to be doing that?
I think it's going to come this season.
Probably this season. He probably took a year off. Like, I'm going to go and do some Hertz commercials and, you know, that kind of shit. Yeah, he started doing Hertz commercials, you know what I mean?
Ah, damn.
And then, like I said, they got this Russ. I seen it come on TV the other day. I was like, what the fuck? Tom Brady comes out and he's talking about some dumbass shit.
They got a lot of good UFC coming up next month.
How about Max Holloway knocking a dude out with a second left in the fifth round?
Month after next, in June. McGregor coming back.
Yeah, and then there's the fucking Tyson fight, too,
Tyson
supposedly.
What's that punk motherfucker?
Nate and Masvidal.
Bare knuckle Masvidal. Whatever the fuck.
Oh, word.
Yeah, Nate and Masvidal. Because Masvidal started like a... No, he started a bare knuckle MMA comp.
Yeah,
thing.
Some shit.
I think that's what they're doing it on. That could be dope.
That's good. That's, yeah, and then I think there's a chick fight, I think, at the end, I think. I don't think it's Rose. I think it's that other chick. China Jones.
What day is it?
I don't know.
It's all month. That's like all month.
Oh, like, so like they got fucking, one
like,
every
like a goddamn,
every weekend.
There's like a live action every weekend.
Gotcha. Okay.
Then yeah, I don't
McGregor
know.
And whatchamacallit is on the first.
McGregor and who?
Chandler, I think.
Chandler. I don't even know who that is. I guess they're trying to give McGregor an easy win.
Nah, that's that dude,
I want him to fight that dude that had the busted up ear that was a champ for a little bit that beat Israel Adesanya or whatever. The dude with the fucked up ears that was all saying crazy shit on Twitter. That people
white boy?
Yeah, the white dude.
That's probably the same motherfucker.
I don't know. I don't know these guys' names. Sean Strickland, that guy.
Oh, all right. Yeah, no.
Yeah, just as I don't remember their name, I remember their name. Hey, consistency.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I'm bad with names. Oh, man.
That guy.
Oh, I remember him.
Yeah, I know you've seen that fucker.
Yeah, I remember who he is.
No clue.
I do remember. I've seen him fight a couple times.
I think I've seen him fight like Poirier or something.
Well, there's not enough people for him to all. It's sort of like the NFL. They all fight each other.
Yeah.
But yeah, man. Things are getting wild out here. The world keeps spinning.
Ain't got no choice but to. Whether we're here or not.
That's right.
Whether we keep on turning.
Whether we blow ourselves off this bitch or not. This fucker's gonna keep spinning.
Ain't that the motherfucking truth there, Brian?
Yeah, it's kind of scary. Biden's like becoming more and more frail and ridiculous, and the media machine is propping him up. It's unreal.
Which I can't wrap my head around that. I really can't.
I can't either, dude. Can't. Like, way Howard Stern was sucking his dick makes me want to fucking lose my mind.
This motherfucker
Howard used to be. Howard used to be about freedom, and now he's just a fucking little bitch.
He's backing up Biden?
Oh, yeah, he had Biden on his show. He did, like, an interview with him. He didn't ask him any tough questions or anything. He just kissed his ass and sucked his dick the whole time.
How do you wake up in the morning?
It was more like, you know,
what
hey,
kind
you,
of breakfast do you have?
Tell us about this great thing that you just did. And tell us about that other great thing that you just did.
Yeah, nobody
none
knows
of it
anybody.
Actually really
yeah,
actually happened. Yeah. Tell us some lies. Tell us some bullshit. Things have gotten better since they got way worse. They've improved a little bit from as bad as I made them. Oh, okay. Vote RFKJ, man. Fuck these guys.
Oh, man.
Just because Trump's being politically persecuted by the Biden administration doesn't mean you should vote for him. You should vote for the guy that doesn't have a dog in the fight other than to perhaps actually fix the system. Because I'm worried if Trump gets in, he's just going to flip the script on him.
That's
he's gonna
all
be like,
is.
He's just going to do what he threatened to do with Hillary to Biden.
Yep. The first thing he's going to do is swap the border shit back around.
Yeah.
And that's going to be a shit show when he's trying to kick all them illegals out.
Yeah.
And you got all the other illegals in here at the border having a whole stand down trying to fight the fucking... what 7,000 legals we got down there,
dude?
And you can't just shoot motherfuckers because it's inhumane and blah 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 blah. You know what I mean? So blah 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 blah. But what they should do is just line up drones up along there, you know, with fucking AKs like in Grand Theft, And then when that shit gets out of control,
ladies and gentlemen,
light the motherfuckers up and then
border policy. Border policy
it,
from the Jew.
And put some flowers there. You know what I mean? Like,
so you gonna plant flowers on the dead bodies? Is what
well,
you're telling
what
me.
Else are you gonna do with them? I mean, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do with all them people that had your shit show? I mean, what are they talking about? Millions of people come across the border every day?
Not every day.
Yeah, they ain't that many. It's probably what, 100,000?
No, you're. I don't know what the numbers are, but they're talking that since the Biden administration took over, it's probably been at least 8 million that have come in.
8 million motherfuckers come in.
Call it 2 million.
And
a year.
For 4 years.
Three years.
Yeah.
8 million. 2 million a year. But like that's like documented. Like that's counted.
That's just what they wrote down.
That's count.
That
right.
ain't what top
that's
fans.
Not
that
how
ain't
many,
what dug through the hole. Mm-hmm, that ain't right. What did it. Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, realistic expectations probably 10 to 15 million people.
Yeah,
come
you're
in.
Talking about 2 million is what guarantees. So you're talking about possibly 3 million a day, a year, of random motherfuckers just coming up in here. And where are they all going?
I mean, you know, because we've got everything so under control. Everything's fine. There's not people hungry all over the place. There aren't people living
that's
under bridges.
That's been the beginning, me, you know.
Everything's not fucked.
You heard about the motherfuckers with these, the homeless encampments. They're like, they're trying to make it illegal for you to be homeless. I'm like, how the fuck you're
illegal
talking
illegal for you to be homeless?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not so much illegal to be homeless as much as
you,
go
where
somewhere.
Where you post up at. Yeah, you can't be
what
at
what they're going to do is take them to jail.
No, they don't.
Nah.
They don't do that.
Well, that's the next thing you're going to do. If you got, like, what are you going to do? Where are you going to kick a homeless guy to?
They don't want them in the areas where they could consider, what is it like?
A public nuisance.
Yeah.
Or
a
health problem. Where you got, like, California, where there's fucking tents all over the city. And, like, literally sidewalks full of tents and people are shitting on the ground.
In the city.
In the city. Yeah, there's some serious live action.
You got Skid Row. There's a place called Skid Row where you have a majority of these motherfucking encampments that are just out there.
L.A., Skid Row used to be like its own sort of confined area, but it's always been fucked up. And now it's kind of taken over all of, like, a whole lot of cities, a whole lot of city streets.
Motherfuckers can't afford to live and shit. I was talking to this lady, I think I told her on the last podcast.
A big part of the problem with that is you bring in all these people that are fucking not here legally, that work for way less money,
but
and it drives down the wage
line. Than the homeless motherfucker.
Oh, they do.
They
Absolutely.
Get way more help than the homeless
That's
person.
Why, like, the black community in Chicago is ready to fucking lose their shit.
Yeah.
That's why Trump's trying to get a fucking New York City and New York State to go red. He's talking about campaigning there as if he could win. I mean, I guess technically anybody could win anywhere, right?
Yeah.
But, like, literally things are that fucked up that, like, theoretically these things are maybe in play.
Yeah.
These places that have not been in play ever because of how fucked up things are.
Like, fuck, you know, you sit here and you see all these homeless people, this, that, and the other, and you're like, more money you hear about the packages getting sent to fucking Taiwan, Ukraine, Israel, I mean, Congress just signed a deal to send another $8 billion.
The Democrats were up in there waving Ukrainian flags, man.
Yeah.
That shit ain't cool.
But yeah, over here, you got these motherfuckers that are starving and can't afford places home, and they're saying it's illegal for you to stay here.
Right.
At this park.
Even places where motherfuckers have homes.
Yeah.
Like if you live in Flint, Michigan, or you live in fucking Jackson, Mississippi, or any number of these other places around the country, you might actually own a home and you can't drink the water to come out of your fucking sink.
Nope.
And our president and government elected officials want to send our money to fucking Ukraine? And Gaza, and like all these places, like they deserve something to a degree, but they don't. I mean, we've given them a whole lot, all these motherfuckers,
so
and we'd be causing these problems.
Lejeune water, we when giving all of our own people cancer and shit, making them drink water and shit. So
look at East Palestine. We got our own Palestinian problem here in this country.
Uh-huh.
Motherfucker, I mean, it just never stops. Look at fucking Hawaii. That motherfucker burned down and gave him $700 and stole their fucking
$700.
Land. $700, we're going to steal your fucking land so that Oprah can live here on a nice big plot.
And if you're homeless out there, guess what? You can't be at this park because Hawaii has the next highest population of homeless. And they're on an island. Where the fuck are you going
to
go?
There ain't nowhere to go but walk
somewhere else.
There
ain't nowhere to go. Yeah, exactly. You ain't gonna Moana your ass over to the States or fucking, you know, across the Pacific. You know what I mean? Like, that does. It's asinine to me to see all this shit and have these motherfuckers in a campaign here.
Well, you know, there's
talking dumb shit on both sides. Yeah. Like, what the fuck? Like, you're upset because they're after you and you're saying this is wrong, and you're going to get them back when you get in, and you're over
right,
here
and
falling
you're right,
asleep.
But to get them back is wrong too.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like you are being prosecuted, but like to go and flip it and go back and do it against them, that's wrong too. Like what's being done to you is wrong.
Yeah.
But if you get elected and go do that to them, then that's wrong
you're
too.
You're doing the same
and,
fucking
and
shit.
And that's why I keep saying like you got to vote for RFKJ because he's the
he's
only
the
one
only
that
one
ate those two.
And actually, he's talking about shit. That's why I do like him because he's like the only one I see going, hey, so this is the issue we got, and this is how I think we can go about
right.
it this way.
Here's the issue. Here's how I'd like to handle it, not just propaganda bullshit.
Because
that other
a,
one's more
a,
dangerous than this
dude?
One.
He just had a joint with, what the fuck was that guy? Uh-huh. Fuck a chubby face white dude. Glenn Beck?
RFKJ was on with Glenn Beck?
Yeah, yeah.
Could be.
And Beck
he's been
was
on with a lot of motherfuckers.
And Beck was asking some questions like, he goes, do you think it's a left and right issue? He goes, I don't think it's left and right. He goes, I believe it's those that have and those that don't have.
That's
and
right.
We got to fix this problem that we have going on because there is no more middle class. It's either you have this or you don't.
Right.
And then he goes into, this is how I think we should go about fixing this. First, we need to do this here. Then we need to do this here. And then we need to do this here. If we can get these three steps going and this process going here, then this should happen here. I'm like, you know, that's...
Yeah.
Hypothesis,
tangible
theory,
concepts,
put it to work
plans.
And see what happens.
Right.
Like, that all makes sense to me. Every last thing that the man has said thus far is making sense. As here's a process to change some things, but we have to start the process. If we don't
right.
start the process, it doesn't work. You just can't sit up here and be this, this, or this, or this. It doesn't work that way. Yeah. Like, go independent, y'all.
Absolutely. You know
right.
you want to. You know you don't want to vote for Trump. You know you don't want to vote for Biden. I mean, everybody thinks one of them's less evil than the other, but nobody thinks
nobody,
they're not evil. Nobody's
yep.
like, boy, that guy's good.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, vote for the guy that's good. RFKJ, baby.
I wonder if we could get him on here. It'd be cool, but
I
don't think so. That man's schedule is probably fucking crazy.
I mean, we could maybe get him on the Zoom, something like that, but
yeah.
he damn sure ain't coming up in here.
Oh, no, not in here. Nah, I know he ain't coming up in here.
That'd be pretty cool if he was here and we were trying to get him to hit the bong. Come on, man, hit the titty bong.
I bet you he would.
I don't know.
Turn the cameras off.
I don't know.
All right, hit this thing.
I'll edit it out.
We'd have to sign an NDR.
NDA.
Or NDA, yeah. All right. These cameras are off right and you sign the paperwork. So let me go ahead and hit that one time.
Yeah, you and your fucking impersonation. I don't even try, dog. I do classic Kennedy when I'm trying to do Bobby.
But he got
error,
that raspy.
Error, I don't want to hit the blunt on camera. Just tune me out. I'll take a couple puffs.
He's got that raspy, wavy voice with him.
His shit
I mean?
Is mad crazy, dog.
Yeah.
He got a crazy voice. Somebody was like Fifth was like, man, his voice, though, and I was like, but what else you got a problem with, huh?
Yeah.
Like, you like the way Biden talks? You know?
That's...
Like, come on. That motherfucker literally read the teleprompter. He said, 4 more years, pause.
Yeah.
And he stared at the teleprompter, confused. And then the crowd started to chant, 4 more years. And then he went, oh. And then he started to smile. Like, this shit is fucking pathetic. Did you see the Italian TV? Somebody on the Italian TV networks, shout out to my peoples in Italy, put out a fucking stumbling Joe Biden.
Yeah.
He walked a couple steps and he fell down. The Secret Service picked him up and he walked a couple more steps and fell down. Like,
just
we
let
are
the man be out in pasture and give him his ice cream
stock,
cone.
Dog. We are laughing stock.
It's been that way for some time now. It's been that way for a hot minute, man.
Yeah, bro.
A hot minute.
Yeah, disillusioned Americans.
Yeah, God's an idiot.
He's amazing. He's an amazing idiot.
But give him his chocolate ice cream. He good
yeah.
to go.
Yeah, he did for a lot of motherfuckers. He's doing it.
Yeah, that's what I wish I could have, Dave. Some ice cream.
Today's a good day for ice cream.
They was talking about some ice cream joint down there that they like hand rolled the toppings inside that ice cream or some shit like
yeah,
that.
Like
kind of like
Cold
Stone shit. And mm-hmm. I'm like, man, that sounds amazing, but we never went.
Well, shout out to Lisa for not buying the Jew ice cream, but hanging out with him.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Big ups to that. We need our boy the Jew to have a little bit of, you know, lady time.
You know what? I'm glad that this relationship is working out because I've seen y'all had it's been a whole year now. Congratulations to you two.
Appreciate it.
Fuck it. And she has been expanding your palette of things in the world, you know, besides the pond.
Mm. Getting you outside the pond.
Yeah, yeah.
That's very nice.
That's a reality show.
Lisa got the Jew outside the pond.
Outside the pond.
See, we could do two shows with him. One where he's just fishing and the other one where he's out in real life. And like, you could see how relaxed and calm he is while he's fishing and happy. And then you see him out there in real life trying not to get mad. And uncomfortable
thinking about water.
Take a picture of this goddamn trash can with me next to it. Yeah. See how good I look?
I'm gonna make it look good.
I'm making this trash look sexy. I'm bringing the trash out. I'm taking the trash out. Yeah. I'm bringing sexy back.
That's what you should have done with that picture.
I'm taking the trash out.
Put Justin Timberlake with bringing sexy back to the picture, man. Yeah. And repost it.
That is the shit right there.
I got one for that.
Okay.
I got one for that.
One for that bring sexy back.
I need to post it. I was going to post it yesterday, but I need to scratch out some shit on my helmet. Some identifying shit on my helmet. Man.
Well, you want to make a video, but you need to edit something out of it.
No. He got a picture for the sexy back with Justin Timberlake playing in the background.
I was gonna put it on Graham yesterday, but I had to do some editing on the picture, and I was like, I'm not trying to learn how to do all that right now.
Yeah.
Cause I was trying to smoke a joint down there half the time, so I was just walking up and down the alley and shit. Cause we were like right on the strip, so it was like hard to smoke weed right there.
I don't know why, man. It's wide open, bro. I just let it fly.
Everywhere, man. Nobody was smoking weed but me. So
you gotta roll a shorty.
I did. I had my bowl, but luckily we parked right across from the damn head shop. So I went there, got some papers, and twisted one up. I start walking up the crack alley, and I'm like, nah, I'm definitely going
walking up
back
the
here.
Crack alley.
Yeah, you can't go too far up the crack alley.
So I just was like, let me turn around and go back to by the bar, and then there was a lawyer's office. I was like,
this works though. Ben, this right here, I'm taking the trash out.
It's instrumental too.
I'm bringing sexy back. I'm taking the trash out.
Go ahead, you go.
I'm bringing sexy back.
Go ahead, you go.
Take it to the bridge. Yeah. I got my pole. And I've got my bow loaded up.
We going out to the fishing pole.
Watch me as I get all in my feels. Kissing the fish.
Kiss the fish.
At the water. At the water. At the water. Take it to the bridge.
Ladies and gentlemen, with that said, we're gonna have to bring this episode of the Mason and Friend Show to a close.
Oh yeah.
We'd like to say fuck you to YouTube because I know you're gonna scratch me for something on this.
Yeah, fuck them.
Fuck YouTube.
Fuck YouTube. Fuck Trump. You. Fuck Biden.
Fuck them. Fuck Biden. Fuck Trump. Fuck YouTube. Fuck the fascist authoritarian dictatorship.
Let them know something. But we love y'all.
And when you take the trash out, don't forget to bring sexy back. That's good right there. That's good right there.
Take that trash out, bring sexy back.
You know that's
right. You know that's a slogan, right? Take the trash out, bring sexy back.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't forget to like, share, subscribe.
Uh-huh.
Tell your peeps about this bitch. Don't bogart this motherfucker.
Yep.
Be nice to people that look like you. Be nice to people that don't look like you. Don't be a dick.
Uh-huh. Little bits by little bits, ladies and gentlemen. Keep moving forward.
That's right. Keep grinding on the things that you are trying to get done, because that is how things get done.
We believe in you.
That's right. We love you very, very much.
Love y'all.
If you want a copy of Brave New World 1984 or... Fahrenheit 451. Holla at your boy. I'll send that shit to you. Oh, and if you're interested in a Maraca bowl, shout out to our peoples at
Kyle,
Glassflow Art. The homie Kyle out there doing the damn thing. We got a bowl here. Follow Glassflow Art. Follow the Mason and Friend Show. Tag some shit with both of that in there talking about the bowl and how much you enjoy the show and all that good stuff. And you might just win this motherfucker. Anyway, we love you very much.
Love y'all.
Nothing but the best to you and all of your peoples. And peace be with you.
Y'all.
Peace.